This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
And this is the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I happen to be JR, and I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in all over North America. This show, the one you're listening to right now, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday. I hope you're having a great start to your weekend. If not, let me help you out. I'm going to be rolling for the next 3 hours. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. The phone number is here and it works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Law Murray for joining us last hour as we talked about the Clippers. Clippers are going to take on the Mavs on Sunday. He covers the Clippers for The Athletic. We talked about the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Nuggets. And how about this? In another 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Jim Ozarski, who covers the Milwaukee Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Bucks, they're going to take on the Pacers on Sunday evening, and it appears that there will not be a Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's still dealing and healing from that calf injury. It looks like Damian Lillard is going to be a go. Had a bit of a core issue, but he was able to practice today. And the Milwaukee Bucks, let's be real, they haven't looked all good this season. Had to swap coaches, going from Griffin to Rivers and trying to mesh in between Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Things haven't worked out quite the way they wanted them to in Milwaukee. So we'll talk to Jim Ozarski about the what the current situation is for the Bucks as they get ready to take on the Pacers, the likelihood that they get them the hell up on out of here, and then also go out and try to win another championship. We'll find out sooner than later. Meanwhile, we have 2 playoff games that, well, play-in games for tonight. A couple of teams, well, 4 teams battling it out for the respective 8th seeds in their conference. The Chicago Bulls are going to take on the Miami Heat with no Jimmy Butler. He's done with that MCL. We won't see him for a few weeks unless they advance. And then also the Sacramento Kings taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. The respective winners, as I said, get the 8th seed. And for the Pelicans, no Zion Williamson. Zion dropped 40 points against the Los Angeles Lakers earlier this week. Lakers were able to win. Zion had to walk out with a few minutes left, went up for a layup, came down, strained hamstring. And for Zion Williamson, a strained hamstring means we won't see him until next season. And you know what? Someone who has an opinion on Zion and his hamstring is another NBA player. You know what? He's not just an NBA player. He's a legendary NBA player. He's a former MVP. He is a former Olympian. He's a former everything except for a champion. But he is one of the greatest players the league has ever seen. Also one of the greatest television personalities we've ever seen. His name is Charles Barkley. And he was on Mad Dog Sports Radio. And from one former fat player to one who's dealing with it right now, Charles Barkley said, Zion, man, hit the gym, brother. Hit the treadmill.
He's lost 25 pounds during the season. He can't use the season to get into shape. He's got to learn from that. He's got to get in shape over the summer and come into the season getting in shape. He made a tragic mistake getting in shape during the season. I hope there's a learning experience for him. You can't come into shit camp 25 pounds overweight. He looked bad at the beginning of the season when you saw his body. And you can see he worked his behind off to get in shape. But you can't get in shape during the season.
Right. And
yeah, so I hope this is a learning experience because probably cost his team the series, to be honest with you, because if he's healthy, you know, they've beaten Sacramento every game this season by double digits. And they would have had a good chance against Oklahoma City. Not saying they beat Oklahoma City, but they would have had a good chance with a healthy Zion. So he really cost his team because even if they win tomorrow night, they got no chance of beating Oklahoma City without him. Zero.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I said all of these teams are a bunch of first place losers. And New Orleans is definitely a loser. Sacramento is going to be a big old loser. If they can't eliminate New Orleans tonight, that'd be an embarrassment. Sacramento, at least they'll go out there and give Oklahoma City a little bit of a run. And by the way, Hickey, Charles Barkley sounds like I did about a month ago.
Yeah, he sounds terrible. Hopefully that voice is better. I don't know if he's working tonight. I believe TNT is the late game.
They do. TNT has the Sacramento-New Orleans game.
Do you think they're bringing Charles in for that?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Right? No, I don't know.
I mean, it with LeBron and Steph for, you know, Tuesday night. I understand that.
Right.
I just wonder.
Well, who's gonna make fat jokes about Zion? Nobody else.
Can
going
you though
to,
if
right?
he's not in the lineup? Well, I guess maybe that's the time.
Yeah,
to.
Well, you can. I mean, hopefully he's drinking tea and honey. I don't know. Every time I turn on TNT, you know, I get surprised about who's out there. I'm like, hey, it's Jamal Crawford, and I go, no thanks. You know, it's like, hey, I like Candace Parker, so I gotta watch my mouth there. But yeah, I just don't. Yeah, everybody wants the classics. You want Charles Barkley, you want Shaq, you want Kenny, and you want Ernie. And if they're not there, come on now. This is the most entertaining group on television. So if they're not there, I don't care. I don't feel that way about any other, you know, pregame show. Do you watch, like, the NFL? You watch, like, CBS and Fox? You watch their pregame?
I actually would like to, just so that I'm not caught off guard by anything going into the games, but most of the time I don't get around to it.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I mean, after watching football all day long, I do not need to hear them talk. Anything that they say, I can read. Like, I can read. And, yeah, you're going to get different perspectives, but it's so many damn opinions and perspectives. Just give me the facts. And I can read the facts without a commercial break. Get the facts without listening to, Michael Strahan make jokes with Howie Long. I'll pass. As I actually talk about passing, the Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls getting ready to play any minute now down in Miami. The winner has an opportunity to move the hell on. The Chicago Bulls had Coby White go out there and drop 42 points against the Hawks. Hawks don't play no damn defense. And so we'll see what happens there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, just waiting to get this matchup done, Chicago. And there's no meat here. Like, Jimmy Butler is not playing. We probably won't see him for a long time. Hickey, this is a throwaway game. Whoever wins this has to take on the Celtics. What? I get it. You got to have somebody that's like fresh meat, but this is a waste of time.
Yeah, this is I think the play-in tournament has been an overall success. But this is one of those games where, yeah, we could have done without it, and we could have just done with, you're the 8 seed, let's just skip the pomp and circumstance and get right down to a beatdown.
Yeah, I'm at this point for the Miami Heat, I'm more interested to see what ridiculous look Jimmy Butler is going to have by the time we get to, what is it going to be, October? Is he going to have dreads? Is he going to be emo? Like, what else is there for him to do?
It's a good question. Go bald, maybe? Do you just shave it off completely?
Oh, man, wow. I don't think I've ever seen him bald. I mean, he's had his hair cut real low when he first came. He's had a low cut. Yeah, but you can straighten your hair.
He's done that.
Yeah, you can straighten it. You can put extensions in it with, like, them locks that he put in his hair.
He's done that.
But once you go bald, it's just...
And your hair will grow back. He's got a good head of hair on him. I mean, it may take a little bit.
Yeah, it takes months and months and months to the length that he has his hair. It takes months.
Then, you know what? He's got to be more creative then. I don't know.
What else is there to
diet?
Do?
What about a dye job?
What color? Like, blonde?
Blonde.
Oh, my God.
Maybe, you know, Miami Heat red. I don't know exactly what accent they are, but maybe like the Heat red.
Why doesn't he just call up Dennis Rodman and just try to figure out what he should color his hair? He may get some advice there.
Oh, he'll get some advice for sure on that.
And Dennis Rodman, I feel like I've seen Dennis Rodman somewhere recently. Or maybe it's me.
Has he been on any political shows?
Is that what he does? Is he like helping out North Korea?
Well, right. I mean, I don't know if he's still doing that, but... Now is the time we need peace in the world. Maybe he could be the unlikely hero. And that's what he's doing.
Dennis Rodman he can go broker peace in the Middle East, right?
Maybe.
We could send him to Iran.
Can't hurt at this point.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman is here for the people. And I'm just glad that, A, he's alive. I'm not joking. I'm glad that Dennis Rodman is alive. And then I'm also glad, and speaking of the Bulls, I'm glad that Dennis Rodman is... There's nothing crazy going on. For all the wild-ass stories that we hear about former athletes, come on now. We got Scottie Pippen, his son. And by the way, it looks like they're dating again. Scottie Pippen is dating, let me say that again. Scottie Pippen's ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son. We got that. Michael Jordan done sold his stake in the Hornets. He's like, hey, man, somebody else can come run this. I don't got time for this crap. And then the guy who's not in the news... The man who's not in the tabloids, if you would have told me in the year 2000, between Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman, who would be the quietest? Who would be out of the news? I'd be like, I wouldn't pick him. Like, Michael Jordan be living on a farm somewhere. Maybe Scottie Pippen be back in Arkansas. But it's actually Dennis Rodman. No troubles, no issues. God bless him. For all the ridiculous podcasts that we currently have in the world of sports, Dennis Rodman is not sitting around podcasting every week. And if he is, I've missed it. Thank you so much to Dennis Rodman. Got a lot of time on his hands and is staying out of trouble. He's been in more trouble as a player than he is in retirement. Good for him. Dennis Rodman found his purpose in life. I know his daughter plays for Team USA on the soccer field. Hey, speaking of time. There's a football player. He got a lot of time on his hands right now. His name is Zach Wilson. New York Jets are going through OTAs. New York Jets already have their quarterback who just says and does wild things. And Zach Wilson is not at New York Jets voluntary training camp. The New York Jets are trying to get him the hell up on out the team. They've signed Tyrod Taylor to be the backup to old wild man Aaron Rodgers. And so today, Joe Douglas talked about Zach Wilson and whether he's an asset that's going to be a backup, unlikely, or he's an asset that's going to be traded, highly likely. Joe Douglas says this man has value. Listen to this.
I know you guys talked to Woody about Zach, and I share my thoughts are in line with Woody that Zach is an asset, and you at that same time we're obviously open to trading Zach. There have been discussions. Nothing's really changed since we talked down in Florida, but you know we're open to trading him. There's just no news to report on that.
With his status, Joe, did you tell him that just he doesn't have to come here for the spring program, or what kind of what's his status with that?
I think it's each player's choice whether they want to be here for phase one. These are all voluntary. There's quite a few players that haven't come for the first week. So, look, that's a decision for Zach to make if he wants to be here.
Why does he sound afraid to say all of this? Zach is an asset. We're trying to trade Zach. Like, it ain't no secret. Why are you trying to hide and be quiet about this? It's just a matter of the fact that ain't nobody wants Zach. He can't come out and say that, but nobody wants the man. They're going to have to trade him for pennies on the dollar by the time we get to the NFL draft next Thursday. For all the quarterbacks that are going to be available in the draft, at the top of the draft, like who wants Zach Wilson? Maybe the New York Jets won't have an opportunity to trade the guy until they actually get into training camp. Zach Wilson is like the couch that you leave outside your house. He's like the cabinet that you leave outside the house before the garbage men come to pick it up overnight, and then you wake up in the morning, and the garbage man didn't take the cabinet. None of your next-door neighbors or some idiot driving by didn't pick up the cabinet, and now you're just left with a piece of junk. You got to wait for some desperate person to come through and pick it up. That guy who picks up cabinets and somehow, some way, is able to drive down the block, or excuse me, ride down the block with a cabinet on his bicycle. Yeah, Zach Wilson is nothing but unwanted junk, and the Jets can't get rid of him. Unfortunately, they can't say that, but I can. I don't care what Zach Wilson thinks, and I like the Jets, and they like me, but I don't care what they think either now anyway. Hey, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. This next guy that we're going to talk about, this next team, well, they might be in a junky situation. We're going to talk about the Bucks. Giannis. What's going on with his leg, his calf? We know he ain't junk, but his body may not be able to hold up through a first-round series. The Bucks are getting ready to take on the Pacers. We'll talk about Giannis. We'll get into Lillard. We'll think about the roster construction. Will the Pacers run them up and down the court and out of the postseason and another disappointment? And how long is it going to take before Doc Rivers throws somebody under the bus? We'll talk about it on the other side with Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA playoff action. Well, we got to wait a day, get through this play-in stuff. And then we get to the real games. Well, one of the real games by a defending champion that people are going to pay real close attention to because the season has been a little bit of a disappointment. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are going to take on the Pacers this Sunday evening. It appears that there is likely to be or no Giannis Antetokounmpo. Damian Lillard looks like he is likely a go. And Doc Rivers, is this what he signed up for? to talk about the Bucks in front of their matchup against the Indiana Pacers. We're being joined by Jim Ozarski, who covers the Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jim, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to hop on. I guess the first question, what's the current status of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, it was interesting. So today's practice, Doc Rivers says Giannis, you know, participated in walkthrough, and I think that's exactly what that is, right? Staying around on the court, kind of be, you know, in position where, you know, as you kind of skeleton around coverages, offensive sets, et cetera, but nothing live. He hasn't done anything live like that. And so it was interesting, JR, because earlier in the week, Bucks president Peter Fagan went on a local radio show and said, you know, Giannis is out for sure for game one. And Doc today was like, well, I don't know. You know, like, we hope, you know, maybe. And if we have to throw him out there, we will. So I don't know. I mean, it feels unlikely, JR, that he's going to be good to go. It's less than 2 weeks since he injured that calf muscle on April 9th. But I would say just the fact that he's in a position to be out on the court and moving around, you know, as opposed to, you know, in a boot, you know, in rehab all the time, you know, take that for what it's worth. But I think it'll be a little bit before we actually see Giannis, you know, play in this playoff.
Well, Jim, having said that, and you talk about what we heard from Fagan early in the week and then what we heard from Doc Rivers today, do you think Doc Rivers was just participating in a little bit of public gamesmanship for the Pacers?
You know, I feel like there's a little bit of that, you know. I covered this team in the championship season when it looked like Giannis totally wrecked his knee in game four of the Eastern Conference Finals. And then 6 days later, you know, he's playing game one of the finals, and we know
Superman.
What happened there. So,
right.
And I've been around him enough, JR, on a daily basis to see him play through stuff that regular basketball players can't play through. So it's a weird thing. Like there always has to be a little bit of Superman attached to Giannis when it comes to injury recovery. But that said, it's still less than 2 weeks. It's a pretty severe calf strain. Damian Lillard suffered this exact calf strain a year ago and said it hurt like heck. He used an expletive. And it took him 15 days to come back. And so we're still less than 2 weeks. Yeah, I do feel maybe a little bit of gamesmanship, but it's Giannis. You have to allow him that, because if anything, over these years, he's proved to be like Wolverine sometimes.
Yeah, built with adamantium. Jim Ozarski is here with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You talk about Damian Lillard, underwhelming this past season. How have the two of them meshed, and what's been the issue?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great, that's for sure. At times, it's been very good. And look, yeah, they made a coaching change for a reason after 43 games. And so it's an admission by the organization that Adrian Griffin wasn't the right hire. And, you know, Damian was pretty candid about this after the change to Doc Rivers. Jerry says, hey, you know, our two-man game, meaning me and Giannis, is finally being addressed by Doc. And meaning they're actually running that stuff in practice. And it sounds pretty simple, but what that means is under Griffin, maybe it wasn't run as often or as much as they maybe needed it to be. And who knows, maybe there was some part of them, JR, that thought it would just be simple, that would just be easy to do, and that's just not how it works. So I think some of their growth as a two-man game was stunted through those first 43 games, and then there's only been so much they could do after that with limited practices. And look, the big three of Giannis, Dame, and Chris Middleton have played six full games together under Doc Rivers. I think all of that speaks to why the Dame-Giannis thing has been so herky-jerky all year.
Well, Jim, we know that Doc Rivers, since he's taken over, he has a record of 17-19. He's typically not someone to hold his tongue, may tick off his players here and there. If this doesn't work out in the first round or at any point, what do you think is going to be the first issue that he addresses?
Well, I think it might just be the last thing I said, which was, hey, January 29th, I had the big guys together for just six games. They played eight total. Giannis left one early. Middleton left one early. I think the fact that, you know, no training camp with Dame and Giannis to get those two right on game one. I think if, and look, I understand the national perception of Doc. And if he were to say those things, let's say they lose in the first round, it's going to come across as an excuse or whatever. But being here, JR, like, that's a reason. When you dedicate $120 million or so to three players and they don't play together, it leaves the rest of your team exposed. I mean, let's be honest. Like the sixth to tenth men, if you're asking them to play 2 to 5 man minutes, that's not great for you. So, yeah, you're right. Doc has been pretty honest. He has said, we haven't won enough. You know, they own that. There have been things that haven't looked great. And to his credit, he has owned that and said, we need to be better and find this out as coaches. I guess we'll see this week, JR, if having the time off to prepare for Indiana helps them mitigate, you know, Dame's maybe hobbled, his issues, as well as Giannis maybe missing some games.
Jim Ozarski is here with us, covers the Bucks for the Journal Sentinel out in Milwaukee. Speaking of the Pacers, we know it's a young team, and even to a certain degree, Halliburton hasn't looked the same since he's come back from his hammy injury. What do you expect this series to look like, especially not knowing what's going on with Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, the Pacers are going to come in with all the confidence in the world. You know, beating the Bucks 4 out of 5, even though it was back in the first 3 months of the season, even though the Bucks are a different team under Doc Rivers, the Pacers are different too. You know, two players who really hurt the Bucks in those five games. Benedict Mathurin is hurt. Buddy Hield is gone. Bruce Brown was traded. Pascal Siakam is interesting because he adds some things for the Pacers, but also slows things down a little bit. You know, but that said, I think the Pacers are brimming with confidence in every right they should. And Tyrese Halliburton was going to have a cheering section. Oshkosh, Wisconsin native. There are people going to root for him, advisor for him. I think for the Bucks, it's important to hold home court, be it a split or two games. They need to win a game or two at Fiserv Forum to sort of hold the rope for Giannis down the line, JR. But also the Pacers, look, I mean, Gainbridge Fieldhouse is going to be rocking. They haven't had much playoff time in years down there. They're really excited. It's a tough place to play, especially if Tyrese has got those guys running like they have, most of the season.
All things considered, Jim, when you look at what we've seen throughout the entire season, what's currently going on with the Bucks, do you think they're still championship contenders, and could they still peak at the right moment in time?
This is so interesting, JR, because I have to say yes. Because as we talk, I don't know that Giannis isn't coming back, right? They haven't done that. He's not ruled out for the season. So if the expectation is that when he's finally cleared to play, he's healthy, the last time we saw Giannis healthy in a playoff was 2022 against Boston. And that Celtics team went to the finals, and he dragged the Bucks to two elimination games. They were up 3-2, tied 3-3. It was one of the Basketball Reference it up. It's one of the greatest single performances in a playoff series ever. I mean, I think over 300 points, 100 rebounds, 50 assists. If that's the Giannis that's going to show up because he'll be healthy after this time off, JR, I mean, the Pacers have nothing for him, to be honest.
And I don't think anybody does anything.
And then you're talking about a second-round series between the Knicks and 76ers that, what, six, seven games? Really tough. So that's a second round opponent. And now you're thinking, okay, maybe you see Boston on the other end. And they did split their series this year for whatever it's worth. Both teams held serve on home court. I think once you get to a conference final, you're talking about, right, the best of the best. So yeah, JR, I do think there is that path, for as raggedy as it's looked at times. That's the path, is the Bucks keep this a series, and then Giannis comes in healthy, to close out this first one and really maybe catch some momentum going forward.
Hey, Jim, what are some issues? Well, not issues. I mean, win, lose, draw. What are the Bucks going to have to do in the offseason? When it comes down to the roster, what are some points of concern and thought?
Well, look, I think it does matter the end result, JR. Let's not kid ourselves here. I mean, this is, what, the third highest payroll in basketball in a mid-market for several seasons now, right? They swung big again on Damian Lillard. No draft capital till 2031. You know, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars. They're paying three coaches right now. So I would think if this flames out before a conference final, I think ownership has every right to examine how this was built, right? What's the front office been doing? Were these the right decisions? Was this the right internal scouting? Now, that said, again, we'll go back to six games together with your head coach. So I don't think this is some sort of, well, it didn't work this year. Let's just, you know, do something else. I don't think that's the case. Giannis Antetokounmpo extended. He's under contract for another handful of years. It runs concurrent with Damian Lillard. The core is aging, but it is under contract. Yes, it looked bad, JR, but this team was 30-13. They finished with 49 wins. If those guys are healthy, are we talking about a 52-53 win team here? And maybe the mood's different, right? So it's all about, I think, the end result for sure. But as a high salary, high dollar team, second apron team, all that boring stuff, it's about the edges and who are your minimums, who wants to come play with these guys, that kind of thing. And what does Doc Rivers do after a full summer and a full camp? I mean, that's going to be a big part of this organization going forward.
Well, Jim, I see the answer. He's on the bench. The Nassus is going to be most improved next year. A sixth man. It's
look,
okay.
I will say this. Look, I will say this. He is beloved in that locker room. Yeah, I get it. He's a good vibes guy. But, you know, sometimes that is needed.
Yeah, great podcast, too, by the way, for the Nassus. Hey, Jim, you do amazing work yourself. Where can people follow you and everything you got going on with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
Well, I appreciate that so much. We're at jsonline.com. Easy way to find all of our stuff about the Milwaukee Bucks, about this playoff run, Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo injury updates. It's like every day. It's like football season, JR. It's like, you know, questionable, soft tissue, who's doing what. Yeah, jsonline.com.
Now, and final question here. Now that you say that, now I told a lie. Is there not concern? Yes, Giannis is Superman. Is there not concern that this injury could turn into a more severe injury?
I mean, I think initially there's always a concern. I mean, right, they do the Achilles test in the building that night. His Achilles was intact. It a very specific calf strain. Look, he did have left hamstring issues. He had left Achilles tendonitis. This is a left calf strain. Obviously, there's a pattern there, right, JR? So yeah. I think for sure there is a broader concern, right? You know, big muscles, soft tissue, ligaments, tendons, et cetera, which is why I think, you know, he's got to feel nothing in there, you know, meaning feeling great to really be cleared and for them to feel, or the imaging must show some lack of inflammation type of thing. So I think they are going to be very careful with this because, look, if they get to game five, it's over 2 weeks. If it goes beyond, you're getting into that three-week period. And then he could play, right? And you're not risking maybe being done for the entire run as long as the rest of the guys can kind of do what they're supposed to do.
All right, we're going to find out soon enough. That game one is on Sunday. Hey, Jim, safe travels. We'll catch you on down the line and see what happens with these Bucks, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That Jim Ozarski covers the Bucks for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Yeah, everybody wants to know what's going to happen with Giannis. How is Giannis going to mesh with Damian Lillard? I mean, this was a massive investment and a switch-up to move on from Drew Holiday and bring in Damian Lillard. I mean, you lose someone who's now going to be on the Olympic team. Drew Holiday is participating on Team USA Basketball, selected as one of the 12, just because of what he brings to a team. Can knock down shots, can get to the hole, plays defense, And yes, he's not Damian Lillard. He's not a top 75 all-time player, but he certainly has the intangibles that we've seen for a championship squad. And I just don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks, they would really have to turn it on and turn it up in a way that we haven't seen consistently all year if they want to compete for a championship. They're going to be underdogs. Even if they took on the Boston Celtics, they're going to be underdogs. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another team. They've been eliminated, but they're trying to hang on to compete for future championships. We're going to get into Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Jim Ozarski for joining us in the last break. Took a look at the Milwaukee Bucks. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, we don't think. You know what? We don't know if there's going to be a Giannis Antetokounmpo against the Indiana Pacers this upcoming Sunday night. We have no idea. And based on that fact, it's tough to draw a conclusion as to what's going to happen with this series. With Giannis out, and we don't even know, even if Giannis plays, to what degree is he going to be efficient? Is he going to be effective? We have no idea. This is a massive wild card. I know last hour we talked about the Los Angeles Clippers as they get ready to take on the Dallas Mavericks, but really, with Kawhi Leonard out, you got no hope. And Kawhi, at least the Mavericks have been in the playoffs. They've been through this situation with Tyrese Halliburton. This is brand new territory for him, especially given his current standing in the NBA. This is also a man who just made a Team USA Olympics basketball roster. So there's some expectations for him to make some noise here for the Pacers. Hickey, this is a tough one to judge. What are your initial thoughts on this matchup between the Bucks and the Pacers?
I like the Pacers a lot in this one, actually, because, I mean, number one, like you just said, Giannis's health. At this, like, I'm going to go with the perspective of he's not going to play this series.
At all?
At all.
Wow.
And if he does, I'm questioning his, how limited he's going to be. I mean, a calf injury, it's a pretty impactful injury. And like you said, there is, I know Jim was saying that there's, the ACL, the Achilles is intact. There is always in the back of your brain, though, that fear. I do think if you're the Bucks, maybe be a little bit more careful. So even if he does play later on the series, I still am not sold that he'll be, 2022 Giannis, like we saw in previous postseasons. And then this is a bad matchup for the Bucks. The Pacers treat it like a NASCAR race, up and down the floor, nonstop, pedal to the metal. Their defense, which I mean, rightfully so, has been much maligned, has been a lot better since the All-Star break. And it's like, with the lack of chemistry with Dame and Giannis, Doc and the playoffs, it's one of those things, I guess, long way to say, this Bucks team has been scuffling all year long. It's not as simple as, the playoffs are here, let's flip the switch. That ain't happening.
Yeah, not advantageous, to your point. Yeah, they're going to try to get up and down that court with reckless, no regard. They're just going to go up and down and up and down. And as Jim pointed out, you think about Giannis and the injuries, you don't got to be a doctor to go, hey, well, your left ankle hurts. Well, now your left knee hurts, and now the left quad hurts, and now the calf hurts. And then, so what do? And then you blow out your right leg because you're trying to overcompensate. It's just you don't know because everybody's body is different. We certainly see Giannis Antetokounmpo recover fast from injuries. I mean, I could think about Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. I mean, a few seasons ago, looked like he hyperextended his knee. He might take some time. The next thing you know, he was right back out there. Some players, and I wish they were more, especially given the rash of injuries that we always see in sports, some players bounce back faster. Some players are more durable than others. I mean, please tell me, you got a guy like Mikal Bridges who plays for the Brooklyn Nets. He's basically an Iron Man here in the NBA. He's wiry, he's thin, he's athletic, he's going up and down the court. How come he can stay healthy, but someone like, Kawhi Leonard can't? And I given the different age ranges, Why is LeBron James here still playing at this high level, even though he has to sit down a couple of games here and there? So, yeah, I'd go with Hickey. If Giannis is going to be out for an extended amount of time, I'd give it to the Pacers. If Giannis is going to be out there and if he can be effective, I'd go ahead and give this to the Bucks. It's very, very, very difficult to think about what's going to happen when these guys are hurt. That's the wild card. And typically, that's how a lot of these games in these series, it's what they boil down to. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Johnny D, he's here from Chicago. Hey, Johnny, got to go quick. You're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. My favorite national broadcaster there is, better than Rome and all the other guys. Hey, I had three quick things. I wanted to give a shout-out to Bill Tobin, who passed today at age 83. He's the guy that built the 85 Bears between scouting director and eventually he was the GM. And he's the guy that drafted Jim Harbaugh for the Colts. So just a quick shout-out to him. And then the Chicago Sky, I think they won the draft, other than the obvious. I think the Sky won the draft with Camilla Cardoso, Angel Reese, and Brianna Maxwell. They got Brianna Maxwell as the second-best shooting guard in college. Of course, you don't compare to you-know-who. So I got the Sky. They're actually planning to play when the Liberty comes to town. And
in the United Center, yes.
Yeah, they're trying to get to the United Center for the Fever games. So that's pretty cool.
Well, let me ask you this, Johnny, and good point. I got to get ready to hit the break. Yes, rest in peace to Bill Tobin. Thank you for referring to that. We were going to do that later in the show. And here's my last question, or I guess my only question to you before we hit the break. Did you go see the Chicago Sky last year? Did you buy a ticket?
I did not.
You going to go this year?
I was working. This year I am because I just retired. So,
oh, okay.
My shoulder, I'm still recovering from this darn shoulder surgery. So,
okay. Well, good luck.
And then can I get a quick retraction from last week about that Lonzo Ball comment I made? I called him garbage by mistake.
Oh, I misspoke. Oh, that was you. Okay.
I wanted to say what I should have said is what's the best ability an athlete can have? Whether
availability.
You throw the javelin. Availability. Uh-huh. That's what I should have said about Lonzo Ball.
All good. It's
the
okay.
Lakers drafted him, number two overall in the country, and after knee, shoulder,
okay,
ankle,
Johnny.
2 years later they got rid of him.
Well,
Pelicans did the same thing.
We just talked about a crap ton of players that can't stay healthy to save their lives. So, hey, Johnny, health ain't there for everybody, especially as a professional athlete. Hey, feel better with the shoulder, and thank you so much for calling from Chicago. Thank you so much, Johnny. I appreciate that. Hey, Hickey, I didn't realize that was the guy who he called him garbage. I'm like, the man can't play basketball. Give him a break.
And JR's wisdom taught Johnny some nice knowledge. Now he's a little bit more wiser and kinder, and you've changed Johnny a little bit. Look at you.
I changed Johnny. I'm a wear a shirt like that. I changed Johnny. I don't know if that's the appropriate conversation starter. I changed Johnny. You know what? I'm not going to get a shirt that says that.
Probably smart.
I think I'd get the wrong conversation started. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I did not change Johnny. But what I will do is come back on the other side of the break, and I'm going to talk to you about a quarterback. Maybe he's changing his mind about where he wants to play next season. Oh, yeah, that's right. He hasn't even played an NFL game. I'm going to tell you about the Washington Commanders and their interviews with multiple quarterbacks. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.